Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Red Pill Current News Podcast, where we bring you the news you won't hear on mainstream media. New episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. Visit our website at www.politicalnewspodcast.us. Be sure to follow us on all platforms. We are on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Music, Spotify, Google Podcast, and many more. Now here is your host, the Kentucky Guy.
Yep, that's right. It's me, the Kentucky Guy, here hosting the Red Pill Current News Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for today's episode. Before we get to that, I did want to let you know that we are switching up our platform a little bit. We are still going to bring you the news each and every time we're up. We're always going to keep you informed on what's really happening, not only in America, but as our world as a whole. However, we do have a lot of different things going on right now. We have authors coming on and doing interviews. We have mediums coming on and doing interviews. We have other podcasters coming on. We have comedians coming on. So we are changing it up just a little bit because we want to appeal to a wider variety of audience. So if you guys like the platform and how it's going, you can always leave us feedback. Or even if you want to be a part of the show one day and be a guest on here and have your own interview, you can do that too. Just drop me a line at olkentuckyspelledout99@yahoo.com. olkentucky99@yahoo.com. Come and join the fun. It's all about all of us working and helping each other throughout this crazy time in America. Once again, I'm the Kentucky Guy. I hope you enjoy this episode. Thank you, and as always, God bless, and God bless this country.
All right, and welcome to the Red Pill Current News Podcast. Hey, how's everybody doing today? So wonderful that everybody is joining us. Hope everybody's having a fantastic Saturday. A lot of things going on. If this is your first time joining us here in the Red Pill Current News Podcast, be sure to hit that follow or subscribe button, no matter which platform that you're listening to us on. We are on iHeartRadio, Pandora. We are also on Spotify, Apple iTunes, and the list goes on. Amazon Music, you name it, 73 different audio platforms. And we're on them all. We are also proud to say we are on now Blog Talk Radio. Yes, Blog Talk, yes. Here is the phone number, because when we are live on the radio, you can join us. We can have guests call in, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to try this out. We definitely appreciate our audience. So write this number down, because it is important, and it is 563-999-3402, and that's 563-999-3402, and that's Blog Talk Radio if you want to be a live call-in guest or have a question for myself, or maybe one day when I have a guest on as well. Now, this is the month of the stars. However, we do not have any scheduled interviews for today, and there's a reason for that, and that is because there's so much I feel going on right now in our country that we need to discuss, that I just wanted to take a day for us to kind of get back together, get on the same page. I've seen some emails about my thoughts about the midterms and what have you. I know I haven't spoken a whole lot more since my midterm follow-up episode on that. I will. And the answer is no. Trump did not respond to my message left to him on Truth Social, which I'm sure he didn't, but I tagged enough people in that I'm sure one of his cronies seen him. So, and I still stand behind that. However, my feeling towards that has changed some. I'm still a little bit upset with them. But if you go back and you listen to his speech, he still has not truly conceded 2020. And I think that means a lot. So, and we'll talk more about that. First of all, though, for you sports fans, I do co-host Against the Mat, a wrestling podcast with my co-host, Donnie Cage. We drop new episodes there every Monday and Friday. We talk about wrestling, pro wrestling, and future. Tonight is the WWE pay-per-view, Survivor Series, War Games. We are live streaming an episode. We're live streaming the event. You'll get live commentary from the both of us. It will be blasted on my YouTube channel, which is KY Guy. It's KYGUY. Let's see. I believe there's a number after that. 8080. KYGUY8080. And hop on there. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll give us a chance to interact with you all. And, you know, to talk through text. Now, as you know, we cannot show the actual matches due to copyright reasons. However, you will hear, if you're not signed up to Peacock or the Universe, WWE Universe Network, you will hear firsthand results and our thoughts of it as it happens. So I think this will be pretty cool. It's something that we never have done before on my channel. I know it's been done all over the place. However, something a little bit different. So it could be interesting. By the way, don't forget, if you're listening right now live, you can always call in on the Red Pill Current News Podcast at 563-999-3402. All right, so let's get into the political, economical, geopolitical news. All right, folks. So here we go. A lot of things to talk about today. First issue, up the bat, revealed the mess, the dirty storage, the dirty politics, the dirty old man, it's all coming out. Our fake president, Joe Biden, comes to find out he has ordered Trudeau, I like to call him the dictator of Canada. Turns out he ordered him to dismantle the Canadian Freedom Convoy. Here we go. President Biden ordered Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to dismantle the Canadian Freedom Convoy over fears that the nationwide protest against vaccine mandates would start impacting trade in the United States. The documents show that I got screenshotted to me. Biden's request was made moments before Trudeau invoked the Emergency Act. When the Prime Minister defended the controversial decision while testifying in Ottawa Supreme Court on Friday, you mentioned Canadian Finance Ministers Chrystia Freeland emailed staff on February 10th stating that the White House was very worried that their northeastern car plants will shut down if Trudeau didn't stop the convoy within 12 hours. And this was according to the Daily Mail. Brian Deese, Biden's top economic advisor, told Freeland that if the blockades were not dismantled at the border, the United States would reportedly lose $2.9 billion in trade. Shortly after this conversation, I don't know if you guys aren't believing any of this crap, that all they want to do, they want to stand there, look us directly in the face, and lie to us. It's crazy. Shortly after the conversation, Denise and Brian Clough, Trudeau's chief of staff, arranged a meeting with the President Biden and the Prime Minister, where the Biden administration, basically Joe's probably just drunk a cup of milk and laid down for a while, and this was his puppet masters, presented Trudeau with a plan to end the convoy, political reports. Biden and Trudeau allegedly discussed that the border blockades were a shared problem. and we're being influenced by money, political support, and the media with Fox News, Tucker Carlson providing daily coverage of the protests, according to a text exchange between Freeland and Clapp. On February 13th, Freeland met with Alan Kabashman, the CEO of Steelco, one of the official companies in Canada, and informed the minister that the blockades were significantly impacting their business. Quote, I fear the worst, the long-term consequences of shutting down auto plants because of lack of Canadian parts will only convince the auto companies to onshore even more and relocate supplies on our customers to the U.S. Oh, God, no. Don't bring more jobs to the U.S. Don't do that, Biden. Please. Freeland told Kestenbaum that Canada was determined to bring this to an end quickly. And following the day, on February 14th, the dictator, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, invoked the Emergency Act to end the protest. The law froze the protesters' bank accounts, banned travel to protesters, seized truckers, vehicles, and placed the province under martial law. The Canadian Civil Liberties Association slammed Trudeau's decision as unconstitutional, of course it was, and said the government failed to meet the standard for invoking the Emergencies Act, which is intended to deal with threats to sovereignty, security, and territory integrity. Yeah, and I mean, does that really surprise any of us to come to find out that Joe Biden was directly involved in a country turning on its people and going into martial law? Who does this guy love? He hates America. He's made that obvious. He does not like the Canadian people either. Who does this guy like? Just China? Is it just China, Jojo? Huh? People that give your, oh, and Ukraine. Let's not forget about Ukraine. People who give your baby boy money? Is that all it's about, bud? Is that what it is, bud? We're seeing right through you, and I'm happy about it. Americans need to continue to wake up. WHO, World Health Organization, to rename monkeypox following threats from, that's right, old Joey, White House Biden officials. The World Health Organization has relented to complaints about monkeypox. This is so stupid. A term that woke critics say is dehumanizing and stigmatizing the LGBTQ people. Why? Why do you, why, I mean, do you guys consider yourself apes? I don't get it. It's just a question. I'm not making fun of anybody. It's just a question. I don't get it. Amid mounting pressure from the White House, the organization is now moving to rename monkeypox to mpox. the decision to rename the virus could come this week and comes following an agreement in the summer to consider suggestions for a new name. Biden officials have reportedly pressured the organization to change the name and suggest that the United States would take unilateral action against the WHO if they did not do so. Ooh, ooh, man. Joey can't stand up for gas and us being energy dependent or fighting inflation or helping our economy. But, ooh, man, you go against his little fag community, his little gay community. Yeah, I said it. Oh, man, he'll stand up for that, even against the big New World Order health organization. That's a joke. Anyways, I think that's all I'm going to read about. I'm mad. I apologize. this guy, man, he can get under my skin quick. Here's some sad news, and I know you guys took some steps to try to change your government in New York, but shoot, man, so many bad things go on there. It's going to take a while for you guys to start being blessed in any way. So New Yorkers, they could absolutely be stacked with a 2.4 million pounds of their own feces a day due to imploding rail strikes. Thousands of New Yorkers may be affected by their own raw sewage as a planned national rail strike is set to take place. As detailed on the Daily Wire, New Yorkers may soon be stuck with around 2.4 million pounds of feces per day for as long as the rail strike lasts. Trains that transport raw sewage from New York City to landfills in the South could come to a screeching halt as the deal broken by the Biden administration between rail workers and the companies. So the agreement fell apart on Monday. I guess that's what they're getting ready. That's what they were saying, I guess, in the Wall Street Journal. Quote, we are working closely with our contracted vendors and are prepared to do all that we can in the worst case scenario. But let me be clear, a prolonged disruption of the rail network for trash removal represents a very real threat to public health and the safety in the city of New York. And this was told by New York Sanitation Commissioner Jessica Tisch. So for the sake of our neighbors and our neighborhoods, I urge all parties involved to do what they can to avert a strike. As detailed, human excrement is stored in freight containers filled with biosolids, which dehydrates the sewage and allows it to be transferred to landfills. Although New York used to dump its sewage into the Atlantic, environment protection laws put in place by the U.S. federal government required the raw sewage be treated and dumped in landfills. Well, yeah, who wants their kid swimming in that junk? I mean, of course we want to do that. And once again, another failed policy of this corrupt regime. Yeah. Crazy. Okay, speaking of corrupt regimes, Brazilian protest intensifies, and the former president stays silent. Everybody don't believe the mainstream media, folks. Don't believe anything they tell you. They're trying to act like this is all done and Brazil is just moving on. They're not. These people are still protesting. Two men were sitting at a bar on November 21st, sipping drinks for relief from the scorching heat of Brazil's Mato Grosso State, when police officers barged in and arrested them for allegedly torching trucks and an ambulance with Molotov cocktails. One man attempted to flee and ditch his illegal firearm inside their pickup truck. Officers found jugs of gasoline, knives, a pistol, slingshot, and hundreds of stones, as well as $1,000 or $1,900 in cash. A federal judge ordered their preventative detention, noting that their apparent motive for the violence was dissatisfaction with the result of the last presidential election in pursuit of its undemocratic reversal, according to court documents reviewed by the Associated Press. For more than 3 weeks, supporters of incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro, who refused to accept his narrow defeat in October's election, have blocked roads and camped outside of military buildings in Mato Grosso, Brazil, soy-producing powerhouse. They also have protested in other states across the nation while pleading for intervention from the armed forces or marching orders from their commander-in-chief. Since his election loss, Barcelo has only addressed the nation twice to say that the protests are legitimate and encourage them to continue as long as they don't prevent people from coming and going. Barcelo has not disavowed the recent emergence of violence either. He has, however, challenged the election results, with the electoral authorities, president said, appears amid at stroking protests. While most demonstrations are peaceful, tactics deployed by hardcore participants have begun coercing authorities. Jose Antonio Barros, chief police prosecutor in Mato Grosso, compared their actions to that of guerrilla fighters, Muta groups, and domestic terrorists. Oh, they must have Antifa and Black Lives Matter over there. Mato Grosso is one of the nation's hotbeds for unrest. The chief targets, Boris says, are soy trucks from Grupo MAGA, owned by the tycoon who declared support for the president-elect, Luis Nicaragua. There are also indications that people and companies from the state may be fueling protests elsewhere. Roadblocks or an act of violence have been reported in the states of Rodania, Paranía, and Santa Catamarca. In the latter, federal highway police said protesters blocking highways have employed terrorist methods, including homeland bombs, fireworks, nails, stones, barricades made of burnt tires. Police also noted that the roadblocks over the weekend were different from those carried out immediately after the October 30th runoff, when truckers blocked more than 1,000 roads and highways across the country with only isolated incidents. Now, most acts of residents are taking place at night, carried out by extremely violent and coordinated hooded men acting in the different regions of the state at the same time. So, yeah, so, you know, where'd they learn that from? George Soros, Black Lives Matter, Antifa. Yeah, I mean, they're just, you know, they know how to take notes. They're fighting back. Why aren't people in this country fighting back? We just had an election stove, again, right in front of us, the midterms. But no, I mean, why aren't we fighting back peacefully? I'm not saying get out there and do roadblocks or hurt anybody. God forbid. I don't want anybody to do that. But why aren't people mad? I'm still mad, like very mad at what happened in 2020 and what just happened in November. I'm extremely mad. And I swear it's just like, let's go about our day. I don't get it. I don't get it. Do you not love this country? Are you not sick? Are you not sick of having corrupt individuals take away they've taken away our votes. They've taken away our rights. Quick headline, I'm not going to get very involved, but vaccinated Americans have made up 56% of deaths caused by COVID this year. Read that one more time, then we'll move on. Vaccinated, people who got the jab, Americans, make up 56% of the deaths supposedly caused by COVID. I'm just going to put that right there, put a nice little bow on it, and you all ponder on that and what have you. And please, please get away that, oh, it's just a coincidence. You guys are smarter. If you're listening to the show, you're smarter than that. All right? So President Donald Trump says he had a quick and uneventful dinner with the musical artist Yee, who used to be Kanye West, earlier this week. Trump posted on Truth Social after it was reported that Yee, formerly known as Kanye West, claimed that the former president started screaming at him during dinner at a Mar-a-Lago. Yee added that Trump said the rapper would lose if he ran for president. Quote from Mr. Trump. This past week, Kanye West called me to have dinner at Mar-a-Lago. Trump posted Friday afternoon. Shortly thereafter, he unexpectedly showed up with three of his friends whom I knew nothing about. We had a dinner on Tuesday evening with many members present on the back patio. The dinner was quick and uneventful. Then they left for the airport. Yee last week announced plans to run to run for president following a failed bid in 2020. On Tuesday, Yee tweeted, first time at Mar-a-Lago, rain and traffic. Can't believe I kept President Trump waiting. And I had on jeans. Yikes. What do you guys think his response was when I asked him to be my running mate in 2024? On Thursday, Yee posted a video of him speaking about his meeting with the former president. I think the thing that Trump was most perturbed about was me asking him to be my vice president. I think that was lower on the list of things that caught him off guard. he said in the video. He later says that during the dinner, Trump started basically screaming at me and at the table, telling me I was going to lose. I mean, he's that ever worked for anyone in history. I guess this is what Trump said. Has that ever worked for anyone in history? He added, I'm like, whoa, hold on. You're talking to Yee. Whatever. Earlier this month, Trump described Yee's recent comments about Jews as rough. Yeah, he was a little far out there. The rapper repeatedly has made anti-Semitic comments and prompted conspiracy theories. Quote, he made some statements, rough statements, on Jewish people, Trump said during an interview with conservative podcast Chris Stiegel. Trump suggested to Stiegel that Yee was being punished for supporting the former president. Quote, so then you ask, well, it would have been the same thing if he didn't say all the good things about Trump. You know, you just don't know. And he's right. The only thing that I can truly, I really don't know what's going on with Kanye West, just to be honest with you. I don't know if he is a genius or if he is just that stupid. I don't think he's crazy. But I just, you know, you have to wonder a little bit, right? Like, what is this guy? What is his deal? I don't know. All right, folks, so that is all the time we do have for this episode. Once again, you've been listening to the Red Pill Current News Podcast with your host, the Kentucky Guy. And as always, folks, God bless, and God bless America.